Yeah. Kick a Verse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J-Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better. Let you know it's so real.
Is it real?
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work?
The mechanics.
Getting pulled over. Ain't smoke no weed, ain't sip no drink, I'm completely sober. Didn't use my turn signal, man, so you pulled the strap. I guaranteed you wouldn't have did it if I wasn't black. No, I ain't on parole or no probation. You only asking me that because of my pigmentation. Sorry, officer, I don't fit that description. Just because I ain't a suspect don't make me a victim. Here go my license and my registration, everything is legal. But I just want to ask, why you do this to my people? If I was white in a white hood, just say, have a good day. But since I'm black in the trap, you want to send me away. If I comply, I die. I don't comply, I die. So I ain't gonna reply. Keep that same energy, we both gonna record. Won't get a chance to do me like they did to Brother George. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black men thinking just like me. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black brothers dressing just like me. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black men thinking just like me. Mr. Police, Mr. Police. Excuse me, Karen, but why is you staring? Filming me at my own house, thank you for sharing. Telling me I don't got the right to be here. When you a renter, I'm a owner. Claiming I look suspicious cause I'm standing on the corner. No, I ain't gotta show you my ID. Last time I checked, you ain't the damn police. Racist ass lady that's just walking in these streets. Thinking every black man is a cold-hearted beast. Well, for your information, I own this and own that. I'm a millionaire lady and I never sold crack. No, I never been arrested for having no strap. And no, I'm not a felon, just cause I'm black. I'm a successful businessman and I'm educated. I started at the bottom, but I elevated. I got folks that work for me, so I delegated. You just mad cause I'm rich and I'm black, that's why you hella hate. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black men thinking just like me. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black brothers dressing just like me. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black men thinking just like me. Mr. Police, Mr. Police. Dear America, America, this new generation ain't scared of ya. You hang a noose, we hang a noose, and ain't no truce. Kill a black man, we set fire to the roof. And take all these statues down that represent all that slavery. Columbus ain't discovered nothing, this where the natives sleep. I say we rewrite the Constitution, or it's gonna be, man, some more looting. The president don't care, he ain't no politician. He just a crooked businessman, he ain't politicking. You wonder why we say black lives matter? Cause black lives getting killed in these streets like it don't matter. We gotta say white lives matter, we already know. We ain't saying y'all don't struggle, we just saying your color don't make it harder, folks. Cause Lil Billy wanna be a thug, till Lil Billy hit the streets and get his head buzzed. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black men thinking just like me. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black brothers dressing just like me. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black men thinking just like me. Mr. Police.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy DeFarai, West Coast legendary, Mickey T, worldwide famous. In the building on Microphone Master on DubCNN.com. You already know what it is. You already get the ring.
Everyone deserves to earn, and every child deserves to learn.
Tribal war, and the lads we are.
geographically they moved us from Africa. We was once happiness pursuers, now we backstabbing, combative and abusive. The African and Arab are at it, they most Muslim. We should be moving in unison, disputes are in. Bounty hunters in Grape Street get cool again. Substandard housing, got the young running rampant, wildin'. Poor phantom, he can stallin'. Mass on his face, grabbing his Ruger. Say nobody move, I shoot you, man, you expiring. Catch 25 and he does it like a man inside with black, white pride and Mexican. Survive the best he can, strap a shake to his thigh. Why don't we all collide? Why do the young die? Extortion, murder, and burglary. Tattoos his chest as his enemies don't deserve to breathe.
Everyone deserves to earn, and every child deserves to learn. Look. Cause every man deserves a turn, like Babylon deserves to burn.
I drink poison, then I vomit diamonds. I gave you Mandela, black Dalai Lamas. I gave you music. Infusing my kindness, so how dare you reduce me to Donny Imus. Timeless, in case we ain't never been acquainted. Climates, who made it, it gets duplicated. Mindless violence, well let me try to paint it. Here's the five steps and hopes to explain it.
One.
It's me and my nation against the world.
Two.
Then me and my clan against the nation.
Three.
Then me and my fam against the clan.
Four.
Then me and my brother with no hesitation.
Go
against the fam until they cave in.
Five.
Now who's left in this deadly equation? That's right, it's me against my brother. Then we point a Kleshnikov and kill one another.
Everyone deserves to earn, and every child deserves to learn. Every man deserves a turn, like Babylon deserves to burn.
On our tribal, over colors, over money, over land and over island, over God and over idols and evil lovers. Over breakfast, over dinner, over sofas, over jungle, over rima, over bokas, over Brooklyn, over Queens and over rockers, over red and over blue and over chokers, over red and over blue and undercovers. Tribal trouble, the tribe high scuffle, cause the youth them now go a war and go fight with knuckle. The two side scuffle, Vietnam now go a war with no more kung fu, none chuckle. The silent shuckle, and the Queen of England and Uncle Sam them a flex them muscle. The tribal hustle, blood time and puddle, survival struggle.
Everyone deserves to earn, every child deserves to learn. Each and every one deserves a turn, like a flame deserves to burn. Everyone deserves to earn, and every child deserves to learn.
To get my old bird back on the feet. And my little bro in Statesboro, and my little cuz Mark Twain. All my folk that hang with me when I was out in the trap, or when I was going through what I ever sold. Only God knows what I go through. So I get down on my knees. Sometimes I come home too high to pray, but I get on my bed, lay on my back and meditate. Anyway, in the
ceiling, the four walls. It's like cell therapy. Got nothing to do but write about my L-I-F-E. Put it down on paper. Damn. So what you
feel? I live for today, motherfucker, another hour. It might be sour, never know my day, so I'm praying in the shower. Look up and thank the Lord for forgiveness. A witness to bad, I'm looking for good in the Southwest. Garbage, my neighborhood. There's people killing in the street to eat. Surviving today is my only goal that I set. Just to make it home, I'm not alone. Someone's out to get me when I have a shit wrong.
Mister, good and see path for my parade that you take, man. Got me by the loose of my pants. Got me on the curl and the traffic path me by. No questions, I say nothing. Looking for the mutant to be bucking the law. Nah, man, Gip, short of my shit, close my mouth, then I dip. See the me a G, it's a personal, understands the plan. Can make no moves when you in the hands of the man. They got some new sweets down P Street. Left wing for the feds, right wing for the hard heads. Making more deals than buddy folks made with hearts feel. Somebody don't want my face in this place for 96 shit. Slick, call me clean, looking fresh. Dog be scratching at my chest under the order. Who, yes, who, ain't none iller. The middle, one to one, to your ass. No more life, what you gave is the past. Cause ain't no future, one to miller, cap your case. Disgrace your face, make it seem to be safe. Ain't no place to run.
Sometimes I don't even know how I'm gonna eat. About $20 away from being on the streets. Might see a nigga on TV, but hell, it's almost like I'm rapping for free. That little money be gone. God damn it, I'm gone. Gotta help keep the heat and the lights on. It would be nice to have more, but I kinda like being poor. At least I know what my friends here for. I wanna lie to you sometimes, but I can't. I wanna tell you that it's all good, but it ain't. It's niggas hurting and uncertain about if they gon' make it or not. That's why we got niggas killing, feeling like they coming up off a little dope they sold. You can get some gold, but we won't make it as a whole. Cause without you, there'd be no me. And without no unity, there will never be any happiness. You can smoke a pound of sex, and it still won't relieve your stress. God bless my thought process.
The thought process. Now, as an outcast, I was born, wasn't warned of the harm that would come to meet me like MetLife, but yet like done. Sent me through a lot of ups and downs like it ain't nothing, like elevators, but I ain't the one that's pushing the buttons. I got off at the 13th floor when they told me that it wasn't one. They said it's get from 12 to 14. Still smoking, still drinking. No, I'm sitting on the Lincoln 4 a.m. thinking that in reality the world is like a ball full of players. We trapped off in this maze with walls made of layers, and only prayer is the tightest game that you can have. The devil's taking a swing that might sprain the broken glass, but my crystal balls see the pistol fall to the wayside. Nobody would die in cops and robbers when we used to play ride. Only thing we feared was William Wayne. Never thought about hitting licks or slanging cane. Did not think I'd be the one to give into abortion. Label me murderer because my ass is fortune. Hot from the Glock that sits under my seat. Yeah, it's real fucked up that my folks come to get
microphone me. Masters, J Love here, a return guest. It's always great to have good people. It's the coolest stuff often happens offline. But the one and only Twan Mack is back. How you doing, man?
I'm civilized, beloved. Thanks for having me, Jay.
Man, it's always good to have you back, man. I got to be real with you, man. I'm sure you probably have people tell you this. You have an infectious personality in terms of your positivity, all those things. I mean, I know people have told you that before, right?
They tell me that, bro. They tell me that, but it's always good to hear it.
Yeah.
It's always good to hear it. It's always a blessing to hear anybody that acknowledges me for some positivity.
Now, just a little peek behind the curtain before we went live with our conversation right now. We were talking about working out a little bit, man. So I run a little bit. I've been trying to get my things in terms of running. It's funny. My wife, came home a little over a month ago because we just ended this, and she said, well, we're going to switch up our diet. And I said, all right, what you want to do? Whatever. Cause you know, you got to support your wife. And so, so what we did was for a month, what we did was we had no, and I'm trying to remember all seven things because the seventh thing I kind of snuck in. But so we had no bread, so no flour products, no corn, no potatoes. Let's see what it was. So we had no fast food. Then we also had no, let's say corn, potatoes, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no rice, no sweets. All that stuff I was good with. No alcohol, but I had to sneak in some some beer. But so being that that you're a busy man, you know, you're doing things musically, you're a businessman, all those things, how do you maintain, still keep up on your health and really trying to keep all those things in line?
Well, number one, you look good, Jay. Whatever you doing, you take keep on doing it, King. Because you look way different from the last time that me and you jumped on here together, brother. So
right on.
Shouts out to you first and foremost. And then in terms of what I'm doing, so I live in Milwaukee. I live in a neighborhood what's called River West, and River West is like almost as far east as you can go. But just a little bit further east is Lake Michigan, the lakefront. So because once COVID started, my normal workout regimen would include me going to my alma mater, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, a place called Clatchy. That's a workout facility. I have a membership there. But due to COVID, like COVID shut everything down like mid-March. So I had to find a new plan because I wasn't just coming out of COVID with like a COVID body. So I found a set of steps down at the lake. I mean, they're pretty well known anyway, but just before you get to a place called Bradford Beach, there's a like five flights of steps that are like, if you do them 25 times, it's the equivalent of like 3 miles. Okay. And it's some really good cardio. So I started running, like going up and down them steps, to where initially I could only do it like 5 times, but then eventually I wound up like where I'm at now. I did my 3 miles on them steps today. Then after that, I busted out 15 sets of 20 sit-ups. So I do that, and it's a sanctuary because I'm right at the lake. So once I finish my walking and running regimen, I'm literally like right across the street from the lake, and they have a bunch of rocks that are like giant rocks, flat rocks, and I'm able to lay on those rocks and do my sit-ups, and I'm right on the lake. So I'm hearing the waves crashing. Like if it's warm enough, I'm hearing the kids playing. I'm seeing the sun shimmy off of the lake. You know what I mean? Right. In today's case, it was like 40 degrees today. And I don't want to hear about your Arizona weather. You can keep that to yourself, man, till I come and visit. But anyway, it was kind of cold today. But by the time I had finished my 3 miles, I was warm. So I sat on the lake, got my sit-ups in, and it's a sanctuary, brother, with everything that's going on, Jay.
Yeah.
If I don't have this, my music, and I don't have my exercise, I'll probably be in a rubber room somewhere right now, bro. Yeah. Like I'm gonna be keeping funky with you. Like this, it's mandatory in my life. I can't speak for everybody else. I don't know what everybody else has been doing to keep themselves intact, but for me, the music and especially the exercise has been. I try to watch what I eat, bro. I admit I had vegetable fried rice the other night from one of my favorite Chinese spots. I'm not gonna lie, it had a lot of sprouts in it though, so I'm good on it.
Right.
But man, just keeping it moving, man. Just trying to, you know, not maintain, because if we maintain, we stay at the same level. Right. I'm not trying to maintain. I'm trying to go forward. And fortunately, it's spilled off into my creativity, like the way the music is sounding. My workload as far as like how quickly I've been making new music, new material, and coming up with new ideas. We got so much to write about as MCs and as poets right now based on what's going on in the world, from the COVID to number 45, his insane self, right, to the social injustices as far as the social economics and the violence that's been taking place in American cities, things like that. So I mean, it's a plethora of things to write about, so I never run out of material. But to be as sharp as I am right now, I'm just thankful, and I attribute that to the exercise.
That's one of the things. It's on a quick side note, because I want to talk about you mentioned in terms of music. But it's funny, when I didn't think too much about corn. I didn't. My wife said no corn, whatever. I didn't care about corn. But then I wanted some chips and guacamole, but I couldn't have the chips because the chips are made with, you know what I mean. But it was cool. I made it through, and I started eating. I had more like avocados with tomato and all that. So really tried to really focus on eating more healthier stuff. But you mentioned healthy, like being on the mic. One of the things that I've wanted to do, and I have songs that I need to record, and I've tried to be more creative during this time. But it seems like you have one of the new songs, Veteran. I mean, I follow you on social media, and you always seem to stay busy. What's the response been like? And last time we met was this time in 2018. So what's the biggest change? What's the biggest positive thing that's happened with musically for you since then?
Organically connecting with supporters. I don't call them fans. I call them supporters. And seeing the response in terms of people that initially, I won't say they had a, they turned away from me. They didn't, but they didn't know me from a hole in the ground. And here I am coming and talking about this new genre, adult contemporary hip hop. And they're like, you know, we don't like they, people, a lot of people are locked into what they've been listening to. So for you get somebody, if you to get somebody to check out your video, your new music, like for instance, like it blew me away when Set G from Ultra Magnetic hit me up and was like, and I mean, that's somebody that I respect thoroughly, man. Like yeah, people don't know who Set G is. Set G produced The Bridge Is Over for KRS-One and the vast majority of the Criminal Minded album. And for Set G to hit me up and be like, yo, keep on doing what you're doing, to hear from like people like Busy B, to interview Just Ice, to have people like, and I'm not capping right now, as the kids will say, I'm not capping to like try to make it look big, because I feel like a little kid being able to pick up the phone and call Chuck Chill Out. And nice. he pick up the phone and he start talking crazy to me. Like, these are things that as a child, as a young teenager, as an adolescent, I only dreamed of. And so it's telling me that I'm focused on the right things and I'm going in the right direction. Obviously, COVID put a black eye in the game as far as touring, because I was on the cusp of being the opening act for Arrested Development internationally. But a great thing about that is Speech and I are in constant contact, and I'm actually on his album Expansions. But all that to say this, touring is going to come back, and I'm still gonna be that opening act. Like, he already assured me, like, bro, I got you. You don't got to worry about nothing. Just keep on doing what you're doing. So that's rocket fuel to me, man. That's like throwing an extra couple logs on a bonfire that's already burning, you know, intensely. When you tell me, when people that I've respected for many, many years, for decades, in fact, like, give me a thumbs up and tell me, man, you're doing, you keep on doing what you're doing. And then the big homie Speech, I've never been overseas to perform. And so to know that I'm going to get a chance to break bread with such an enormous, profound artist group, it's flattering, but it also tells me, don't stop working. Don't stop working. You don't know what you're going to come up with next. When you don't feel like getting up, go in there and get on that equipment, man, and make it happen, bro. So, you know, I guess I'm kind of long-winded, Jay, but just to answer your question in a nutshell, to sum it up, the response that I've gotten from people that I admire, the response that I've gotten from supporters from all the way in Japan and in Australia and the Netherlands and Belgium and France and Holland and Amsterdam, like, yo, like, I don't know, Holland and Amsterdam the same thing?
I don't know. I think they might be. It might be.
They synonyms. Are the same thing. Okay.
Maybe synonyms.
Lovey sitting here watching this. So she just told me that they are the same. But anyway, just the mere fact that people are even acknowledging this dude, man, that jumped out the window with this crazy dream that he was, you know, about to, you know, set it off.
From the south to the west, to the east, to the north. From the south to the west, to the east, to the north. From the south to the south, to the south, to the south, to the west, west, to the east.
Stone and Robert killed Cochise under the L. Since the scene near you longer, I've been under your spell. Was about to knock the nigga out, but he can stay by the bell. A message to my haters and detractors, I'm doing well. I used to hold the crack down like the Liberty Bell. But when the beast caught women, it got humid as hell. The nearly six calendars, yo, it was hell in a cell. The secrets that I'm privy to, don't worry, I'll never tell. I'd rather take them to the grave like the mob used to do. You built a reputation for yourself, it's following you. He was your man, you did him wrong, and now it's bothering you. Negative common ghetto bastard, no, was honoring you. But if you cross the wrong Cassie, what the hollows would do? You on the stand tracking the pose like the models would do. Back in the day, you gave your word and said you standing on that. It broke your heart when you find out your closest man is a rat, rat, rat.
I got my gun, I got my gun, I got my gun, I got my gun,
and no only child, I'd always tried to make a new friend. So stuck around to get to know me, then try doing me in. I blame myself because I never used to listen to moms. I reach the niggas way too much, I'm damn near missing the arm. Cause really friendship is supposed to be a give and a take. If it's a one-way street, my man, well then your friendship is fake. You live and learn, that's what the old heads like to put in my ear. My resolution, cut your ass off way before the new year. My hourglass is upside down, the time is ticking away. I hope to live 100 years before I'm getting the hay. And if my granny was alive, I know the word she would say. You stay away from such and such cause they gon' get in your way. If I do then what I do now, I'll be ahead of the game. Hang out with four bums and I'm sure you'll be the fifth to be lame. As I conclude my dissertation, please remember this rhyme. Cut off the debt within your life and please stop wasting your time.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Crook. Y'all know what it is. King Crook out here, man. Slaughterhouse, COP, all that Shady Records. I want to give a shout out to Microphone Masters. Keep it locked, you know what I'm saying? Dub CNN style, peace. Brothers in this rap music, never fucking with beat makers, just a beat makers. We make it all hell the king. I'm back this time around. I'm coming to get it all. Bigger in the hood than fentanyl. Yeah, I'm killing y'all. Porsche with the ceiling off. Pink blacker than the skin in Senegal. I'm night crawling like Jake Gyllenhaal. All independent though, but you can't tell by the way I'm spending though. Out here talking slick as the kitchen flow. Y'all rock aluminum cans, your jewelry's Michelob. Mine got them green with envy, these niggas piccolo. Pick a flow. I smack a rapper with a lyric that'll hit him harder than that nigga Riddick Bo. The GOAT, go and let critics know. Crooked came up on food stamps. He knew he'd be a champ. Now the Louis V is stamped on my boot clamp. Bitches know. They wave when I smash past. Try to flag me down like the Star Spangled at half mast. My money was young. I didn't have cash. Now I'm like the comedian headlining. I knew I'd get the last laugh. Really though.
I've been way too humble for way too long. And I think it's time, you know what it takes me to sing these songs. Sometimes I just wanna take my ball and go home. Cause if I'm only bad enough, I might have to go alone. Really though.
Yeah, brother, been a ride since that cover. From the hood to seeing the whole world with one another. With two other motherfuckers among us, the four sluggers. To this day we break the internet, we talk to each other. Maybe one day we'll reunite at Coachella. Till then, it's just me and my dog, whole yeller. Joel is just a fresh phone teller. From the jacks with dope sellers, wore vests and chrome metal would eject. To whole melons was a mess in front of the building. I'm minding my business, bumping that audio too. Sipping my Yoo-Hoo milk, I was chilling. Buffalo hat, top billing, man, give me credit. I survived in an era where starter would get you ended. It was cool to get love, but still move with your snub. Cause that eight ball, I have you playing pool full of blood. Fast forward, just bought a billiard room and a club. Chalk it up to how I still be in these booths with the drugs. The hour, like the most potent sour. Diesel flour, crushed with the coca leaf. Man, that's a high powered powder like howder. Fucking astounding me, have you both down and up together. Like the staircase I came out of. I amounted to more than any coward fingers could count up. I got bullets for haters and a trigger for doubters. 2 6-hours become a headache, they'll leave you right over the counter. Nail all the sunflower seeds, sour powers. An hour later, now the neighbors wave, they see me come down a block. I remember my shop teacher telling me stop with the beatbox, lunch table, hip hop. I'm a flop, he failed me. 20 years later, look who's setting up shop. Really though,
I've been way too humble for way too long. And I think it's time, you know what it takes me to sing these songs. Sometimes I just wanna take my ball and go home. Cause if I want it bad enough, I might have to go alone. Really though.
Oh, I hear everything you're saying, but niggas outside and we ain't winning no war without no money, so show me where the money at.
Hey.
Simple as that.
See what the game did to Steve Francis? Need me some change before they leave me abandoned. Running binges, baby. Ain't no ifs, ands, or maybes. This dope is effortless. Got cooked in the 80s. I don't want that high that made Jesse crazy. I want Joe to see in their prime forever, my lady. I want wings and things chicken.
I slid through Richmond, been pitching like Dave Stewart. Get your money, get out the way. The game foolish. Already behind the eight ball. Look how the game do us. Had it hard, but we all did, didn't we?
That shit crazy, my nigga. My niece just graduated from college, bro.
Ever seen zombies that was your classmates? They playing cool, but you see through it like glass plates. Talking about he moved, but I can smell the stench. He really lying, heard he sleeping on a park bench. Shot him a dollar, then bounce like what the fuck happened. An eight ball in the corner pocket, forever trapped him. Rack him in the morgue of prison, the years murder. See the eyes stacked, either way, it's a tearjerker. Yeah.
Spending hours, spending
wills. Spending dollars, getting bills. That's just how a nigga feel. That's just how a nigga feel.
Had to weigh it out like a triple beam. So many schemes playing dirty, now I'm Mr. Clean. I let freedom ring, blow like George Young. Put my hot dog on the bun, we should overcome. Now I overcame, I feel melancholy. Shit, it's a green day, nigga pass the broccoli. Probably champagne and thinking of Wonder Years. Fred Savage, niggas dead, I'm just crying tears.
Spending hours, spending wills, yeah. Spending dollars, getting bills. That's just how a nigga feel. That's just how a nigga feel. Niggas out here getting killed. Shit is out here getting real. That's just how a nigga feel. That's just how a nigga feel.
I'm the antithesis of what hip hop is supposed to be. Like hip hop, if you listen to a lot of people at 30, you're supposed to be over, right?
Right.
Or you're supposed to be toning it down, right? Well, see, I'm just getting started, and I honestly, I'm not saying that from a promotional standpoint, anything like that. From a gain more follower standpoint, no. Literally, I'm just getting in my bag, and it's showing in the music because my pen game is getting nicer, and I give that to my mentor. He doesn't like to be mentioned, but let's just say he's produced for Nas. He's produced for Mobb Deep. He's produced for Etta James. He used to run a label for Busy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. He's a somebody. And for him to pay attention to what I'm writing and smack me upside my head and be like, take it back to the drawing board. Keep on getting better. Keep on sharpening. Like, keep on working with your double entendres. Keep on. He don't have to give a damn about what I do. He's already set. He's living good. He don't have to worry about nothing that I'm doing. So to have him acknowledge what I'm doing, but still, you know, keep making sure that I don't get full of myself and I don't think that I've reached my pinnacle, because I haven't reached my pinnacle. I'm studying the Griseldas. I'm studying the Joey Badasses. I'm studying Rhapsody. I'm studying Bahamadia. I'm studying people that I thoroughly respect on that microphone, and I'm just continuing to evolve and to get better.
Now, along those lines, a lot of the books that I read, and I don't know if you're a religious man or not, but when you go to, depending on the religion that you follow, a lot of it is if you want to change your life, you have to not only just say I'm gonna change it, but really believe and receive what it is that you're trying to do, that you want to do. And have you found that, because I know you went through a journey in terms of really getting yourself into shape and doing all those different things. Did you find that once you not only said, I want to lose 10 pounds, but that you said, I'm going to, and you did, and didn't let any negative things stubbing your toe when you got out of bed prevent you from going and doing things? Did you find that when you changed your mindset, that it really, that things started to change and open up for you along those lines?
Spot on, brother. I mean, literally, Jay, before I started working out, I looked like I looked swollen, bro. I'll send you a picture. Like, I wasn't happy. Like, I was moving and grooving, but I wasn't making no music really. And honestly, it was really a scare because I'm a needle phobic. Hence the reason why I don't have tattoos. I'm a needle phobic. I don't like needles. So my mother is a diabetic. I see her do her insulin. My grandmother, who was my father's mother, God bless her soul, she's no longer with us, but my grandmother was a diabetic. I watched my grandmother lose fingers and toes to diabetes. So all that to say this, there came a time where I was like 270 pounds and I was lethargic. I was making every excuse. I'm a Packer fan, so I like to go up to Green Bay and go watch the Green Bay Packers. So just to quickly sum it up, you have to walk from where you park at to get to the stadium. You get to park in the neighborhoods because the fans, the Packer fans are so cool. They let you park on their lawns because they know how expensive parking is in the parking lot per se. And so there were times when I would be walking from my parking spot to the tailgate to Lambeau Field. And I would literally be exhausted, bro. I would have to stop like like 4 or 5 times. My ankle would be throbbing. And I just, at the end of the day, I wasn't happy with myself, Jay. Like I wasn't proud of myself, man. I was drowning it in other drowning my sorrows in ways that I shouldn't have been doing. And so it came a time when I thought I had diabetes. So I went to the doctor and I was waiting on him to tell me, Twan, you got diabetes. You got to start insulin immediately. And I was going to fall out in his office and probably hit my head because I despise needles. Unless you got to like draw my blood or something. Keep that shit away from me, bro. I don't like it.
Right.
But when he told me, he was like, you could use some vitamin E and you could stand to lose some pounds. I bolted out of his office. I went, started off at the YMCA with my homeboy for like a week. Actually, after that first week, I was like Tyrannosaurus Rex. I couldn't even move my arms. But that finally subsided. That finally subsided after like a week. I went and got my membership at my alma mater at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and I haven't looked back since. And so that's all spilled over into my creativity because now that I know I can conquer myself physically, the mental comes right up. They're synonymous,
right?
The mental and the physical are locked in, and the spiritual, because I'm a spiritual person. I won't necessarily call myself a religious person because I was born Baptist. I've been around 5%. I've been around real Orthodox Muslims. I've grew up in partially in South New Jersey, so I was around Jewish, the Jewish faith. I was around all kinds of people, so I'm definitely spiritual in that I know I don't wake myself up every day. I know that there's a higher power. I just don't put names and tabs on certain things, which I don't knock anybody for what they do. But that's my trinity, that physical, that mental, that spiritual. And it all started with me believing, saying, I got to get up off my ass, man. And I got to go because I was scared to go find out if I had diabetes or not. I didn't even want to know, but I just was like, something is going wrong because I'm laying on my butt all day watching ESPN. I'm not doing like, and so, bro, it's a journey that I'm still on. I refuse to quit, but I'm not going back, bro. I'm not looking back because I know what the alternative is. The alternative is feeling, I'm confident now. It reflects in my music. It reflects in the way I deal with people. And it all starts from me grabbing myself, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns and saying, you know, I'm not going to be here forever. So I might as well make myself as comfortable as possible while I am here.
That's what's up. That's, man. See, we can't let so much time pass in between the next conversation. Let folks know how they can stay in touch with you and how they can support the music and everything you got going on. Let them know.
I'm on every single streaming platform, whether it be, Spotify, Apple, Tidal, Amazon, whatever, Deezer. Just look up Twan Mack, TWANMACK. Make sure that you differentiate between me and a brother from Cleveland, because I'm on a different type of incline. He talks about home invasions and pimping and selling drugs, and I'm not knocking nobody I know about that life, but it's not what I subscribe to currently in my life, nor will I ever subscribe to again. So just want people to, because some people have hit me up, they'd be like, you made a record called this. I'm like, no, you know, make sure you look that you see the imprint, Kareem City Music, because that I don't like, and make sure you see my face, because make sure go check and see if there's a video for it. But yeah, Twan Mack is on all streaming platforms. If you want to find me on social media, on Facebook, I'm at Antoine Mack, ANTOINEMACK. I also have a support page, Twan Mack, MKE. M is in Michael, K is in Kangaroo, E is in Edward. If you want to find me on Instagram, I'm at Twan Mack 24, TWANMACK 24. On Twitter, I'm at Twan Mack. And yeah, I'm on YouTube. You can pull up one of the records, any of the records that you know that I have out, and it'll take you to my channel. It's under Antoine Mack. Honey, I'm just about to crack 1,000 followers, all organic. So yeah, that's how you find me.
That's what's up, man. So yeah, it's always good to have you on. So of course, we're going to get into some music by Twan Mack. We're going to have you back on again. I like the conversation. You should be a motivational speaker, man. That's probably something that you already in the process.
I'm actually delving into that. I'm just waiting for COVID to subside, bro.
How I know.
Man. I mean, I'm doing a documentary right now, bro. I'm doing a documentary about I'm just about to put up my what is it called? Indiegogo page, and I've already contacted people that are interested in like helping me like get the dream, make sure the dream comes to fruition. So I'm just I'm I I got a lot to say. I want to hear from other people. I don't want to just give my perspective on things, but I love to learn from new bright people. And I think that there are intelligent people of all walks of life, no matter, even honestly, to keep it funky, Jay, I can learn something from a white supremacist. I just want to hear where you're coming from. It don't mean that I have to agree with it, but I'm even interested in like, what makes you tick? What makes you think like that? So yeah, I'm working on a few things, brother.
And nothing, if nothing else, they got the power of persuasion. So it's understanding how to be persuasive. So you are listening to Microphone Master.
I'm probably weird to you, right?
Yeah, you're weird as hell.
I'm supposed to be like, according to you, I'm supposed to be thinking about my 401k plan or
go to work.
I'm supposed to be like playing with my grandkids, right?
Get a job.
But that's not how it turned out for me, man. I just roll with the universe, and whatever the universe gives me, I work with it. And I don't question it. Hey yo, some icons is pythons in this hip hop industry, putting it at hard work. Man, you better mention me. Work ethic of Kobe and Michael Jordan combined. MCB boxer, producer, that's how I'm defined. I do it all, so the lord of the underground. But who are y'all? This is War Boots is on the ground. Had visions from prisons of having rap careers. You wake and you bake, but ain't no napping here. Coronavirus got the world in an uproar. And when it's done with my man, I'ma go tour. My cadence radiates, causing you to relish shit. You often deviate from truth and you embellish it. A surface rapper is the title best describing you. Early demise, man, it's yours, I'm inviting you. Born for this, sworn for this, cause I believe in me. And for my antioxidants, I drink kombucha tea.
You drink what?
Yeah, I drink kombucha tea.
You drink what?
Damn right, I drink kombucha tea. I'm born for this. Trials and tribulations, went through storms for this. Hope to see your face when I'm performing this. Bars are steady elevating, merchandising, congregating. Life is short, I'm never waiting. Born for this. Man, cause I was born for this. Ha, cause I was born for this. Trials and tribulations, went through storms for this. Hope to see your face when I'm performing this. Bars are steady elevating, merchandising, congregating. Life is short, I'm never waiting. Born for this. Man, cause I was born for this. Yeah. Life is too short, right? And those are your dreams. So you better go after them. And if you about positivity, follow me and I'll follow you. On Instagram, I'm at TwineMac24. On Facebook, I'm at TwineMacMKE. On Twitter, I'm at TwineMac. Just keep it positive, yo. And remember, those are your dreams. And you gotta go after them.
That's what he thought. So, you know, it all turned around. He picked around and I finished it for him.
Listen, I was feeling pretty good and wrote all of this. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. The immortal Bob James wrote Nautilus. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. And it do not really matter what I'm calling this. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. I feel marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. I wrote all of this, all of this, all of this. Hey yo, stepping to a brother like me can prove fatal. I'm always trying to prevent the war like I'm NATO. I like to keep a smile on my face, but don't Play-Doh. My rhyme is basically concrete and yours Play-Doh. Build a tour, get smart. Sponsorship and trot the globe similar to Gilligan. I'm not the type that like when the villain win. Similar minds, I'm at the door, let me in, yo. I was feeling pretty good and wrote all of this. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. The immortal Bob James wrote Nautilus. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. And it do not really matter what I'm calling this. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. I feel marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. I wrote all of this, all of this, all of this. Hey, yo, step to the step, to the step as you levitate. You never seen Twine back on stage, man, I've been a great. I never had issues with chicks, heard you renegade. You say that you cold and you swole, but just disintegrate. Pause for the cause, lyrics broke all laws. Guards for your jaws, cause you're not that raw. Let a man better than most all of y'all. Veteran, green-eyed MC, listen, y'all. I was feeling pretty good and wrote all of this. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. The immortal Bob James wrote Nautilus. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. And it do not really matter what I'm calling this. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. I feel marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. I wrote all of this, all of this, all of this. You better than me, no. In the booth for show, man, it's best you go to the other side with the other guys. Let them know you tried, but you nearly died messing with the Mac.
You think you win my league, you must be smoking crack. And now your body caught up in a booby trap. I'm balling at the Rucker like that Hootie Cat. And when the fans hit my jam, saying, who is this?
I was feeling pretty good and wrote all of this. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. The immortal Bob James wrote Nautilus. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. And it do not really matter what I'm calling this. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. I feel marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. I wrote all of this, all of this, all of this. I was feeling pretty good and wrote all of this. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. The immortal Bob James wrote Nautilus. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. And it do not really matter what I'm calling this. You ask your brother, how do I feel? I feel marvelous. I feel marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. I wrote all of this, all of this, all of this.
Peace, what up, y'all? You listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. It's your boy J Live, holding it down for the true hip hop heads out there.
I move like Billy Doo in the ghillie suit. Beat Boodle, Tom Poe meets Bob Moe. Rolling Fito, me and two bongos. Boss Moe, take me to your honcho. Wording module, strength leap from the tonsils. Feedback, nigga, tape squeak through the console. Speak that shit, but they lead when we pronto. When we smashing with 18 to your fronto. Lobe and explode with a cold or some cold. Lo and behold, it's the holder of the scrolls. They know when we own, cause the odor of the smoke. And the poems that we spoke in the most malicious tones. Glowing glistening stones, golden spits, but no. None of my pistols crawl. My motive is unknown.
Who got the rhymes? Who got the rhymes? You out your mind. Who got the rhymes? Rock a magnum, can't easy eat me. See a whack bar, get the heebie-jeebies. Rock a magnum, can't easy eat me. See a whack bar, get the heebie-jeebies.
I'm the black Cullen Bohannon. When I got a cannon in my hand and a plan to lay tracks all around the planet. You niggas looking famished. They know you got that thirst, so them bitches took advantage and they vanished. Gone with the wind, then back to the track. I was laying when the song began. Pole to the stroll. These hoes is cold. She put that sunshine on you, then your soul, your soul.
She looked good when I met her. Fed up with the setup instead of letting it develop. We bell up out in hell in the smell of the elegant ambiance. Intelligent element, eloist. Twist graphic, telepathic, thought magic. Chicks rock with the witch doctor. I'm a Zulu. This shocker, the Kushite type. Nahesi, come at to you, hieroglyphics crew, the Medu, Naja, Ledger, legitimate measures, bars, consider it fresher, belligerent, ignorant, peer pressure, Tesha, yes sir,
yes sir. Look, ever since I was a youth, I always been the truth. Nothing can stop me from the booth like a zombie on the loose. Looking for brains to eat, maintain the remains of meat and freezers. Please a creature, feature at your leisure. Smoking so much we give a normal nigga a seizure. Puffing up a lung, throwing up all over your t-shirt. Better change your picture or I'll knock it over the bleachers. To arbitrary geeks, you copiers in the leechers. Pleased to meet ya, I'm a whole nother convo. Always in the zone, getting it on like where the time go. People call me A+, the A by Alejandro. Black in Cloud City, Calrissian Lando. So I Capitan, no soy marinero. I do something to you, you try to toy with my dinero. A force not to meddle with, hella good at hella shit. Glad I survived days, I would've pulled metal quick to settle in.
Who got the rhymes? Who got the rhymes? You out your mind. Who got the rhymes? Rock a magnum, can't easy eat me. See a wag bar, get the heebie-jeebies. Rock a magnum, can't easy eat me. See a wag bar, get the heebie-jeebies.
Thank you all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can.
That's in your face, show enough, shrugs your face. Just like you got sprayed by a can of mace. You see, your speaker is moving, everybody is grooving. My song moves along as the sharp's improving. The highs will get no higher, the bass will go no lower. Cause everlasting bass, show enough, moves a flower. Some people can't take it, they try to plead the case. But you can't get enough of everlasting bass. as fast as Carl
Lewis.
He's black, not Jewish. And when he's on stage, he can and I'm good to yes, Rodney O, leader of the show. Make the ladies say king of my
castle.
Causing much
pain.
You dumb shrimp wimps, it's you I tame. So to the R, to the O, to the D-N-E-Y. Now what's that spell, Rodney? That's right.
That's right.
Joe on the go, moving fast, not slow. Sporting feelers and Adidas and summer Kangos. We ride on 747s, not DC-10s. We'll take a 3-day vacation, then we'll do it again. Check in the hotel the day of the show. No time to play around because we got to go. You see, we're on a flight to rock the mic in Miami, Florida, where they film The Vice.
Zones.
It still gets deeper and deeper. The deeper in this game that it get, it got these young niggas acting sick, letting loose on a nigga.
A nigga, a nigga.
It still gets deeper and deeper. The deeper in this game that it get, it got these young niggas acting sick, letting loose on a nigga.
And even if they figured you was bigger, they would still be your great dick.
Psycho Michael, out of control with an item limit. Switch up like some nitrous. Give a bass to y'all to sex who tried to try. Cause they actor, snap his back on a chiropractor. Bulldozing like a tractor. With the real G on my side, we gonna spawn him far away. I'm the predator, you're the prey. Then we play him like an arcade. In this decade, I'ma be successful. Even if it takes a land full of poison to the end of existence. No self-destroy, you best to recognize before you get terrorized. Sending cuts, B-57 bucket and ass you jeopardize. You need Motrin IV pain reliever for the pain I deliver all the way to your heart, down to your liver. Nigga, don't shiver, cause the river's kinda cold where I be fishing. Reel me in a big one. I'm Mark ass nigga who be snitching. Now he's red, white, and blue. Maggots all in the fucking guts. And everything he see in the water, he keeps it on the hush.
This shit's deeper and deeper. The deeper in this game that it get, it got these young niggas acting sick, letting loose on a nigga.
A nigga, a nigga.
It still gets deeper and deeper. The deeper in this game that it get, it got these young niggas acting sick, letting loose on a nigga.
And even if they figured you was bigger, they was still.
Than that fat ass bitch with a puppet truck and squirt you busters to a ditch. You see I'm itching for some scratching when it's time my heart will thrive. Cause meanies getting killed faster than blasters get a job. I'm like a job but I put in work and luck with a lime and jerks on jerks. With funny smirks and when they pull out they catch they like to flirt.
Did you hit him or it hurt?
And Dupley got lynched. Every day dodging motherfucking trenches, hop over fence. Lifestyles of the rich and famous? Nah, lifestyles of the niggas that's aiming. And leave the white man for the one that's blaming. Changing my name every time I say Kuta Kinte, they say Toby. With a whiplash up on my back, checking me for crack. I'm in the act of doing bad deeds. Every day chilling with my posse, smoking that motherfucking nigga weed. 403, young ass niggas and the sick crew. Ready bees, we get much prop when we come through.
Deeper and deeper. The deeper in this game that it get, it got these young niggas.
They figured you was bigger, they would still be your great digger.
spending my life is sort of like Wheel of Fortune. Past Ajax, may I borrow a on credit? Cause my pockets look pathetic. Money's a virus. Cold. Many will sell their souls. Watch some stuff like Palmolive. Watch some stuff like clothes. If you don't got it, you better get it. Buy Jack a master plot and find a target and straight hit it. And split it. Forget it, man. I know a better way. Right away flows. I got the key to open up doors and flows unload. But it opposed to me that some guy hate a phobia. Scared of creepy Spider-Man cause they got arachnophobia. Ooh. I rush through like a locomotive on these tracks. Smacking the kissel like we is playing BB Blister. I'm like the Himalayas.
Why?
Because I reached the highest peak. Parental discretion advises those who see me on the creep. Off your feet is what I swept away. My attitude makes me take your fucking breath away. Because nigga, I'm living deep.
Deeper and deeper. The deeper in this game that it get. It got these young niggas acting sick. Letting loose on the nigga. They would still be your grave digger.